Good afternoon. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency late on Friday night reported that an accident involving a train and a pedestrian had claimed the life of a teenage Caucasian female. Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond said at around 5:24 p.m., the Montgomery County Communications Center received a call from Burlington Northern Santa Fe reporting a train versus pedestrian accident at the Halland Avenue Railroad crossing on the southern edge of Stanton. Crews arriving on the scene determined that the teen had been fatally struck by a BNSF freight train just east of the railroad crossing as of late Friday night. The name of the female was being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is handling the investigation along with BNSF officials. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted on the scene by Stanton Fire and Rescue, Red Oak Police Department, Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency, and BNSF. A 26-year-old man has been sentenced to 22 months in prison for his role in the firebombing of a Des Moines apartment complex. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Jeremy Cardell Dennis of Des Moines was sentenced on Friday for malicious use of explosive materials. U.S. District Court Judge Ronald Longstaff also ordered Dennis to serve 2 years of supervised release after his prison term. Dennis had earlier pleaded guilty to joining with Gregory Harris on January 3, 2011, when they threw three Molotov cocktails at the leasing office of the Deer Ridge apartment complex. The fires damaged the leasing office and two nearby vehicles. Harris pleaded guilty earlier to arson. The two other men also pled guilty to charges in the case and are awaiting sentencing. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Friday night of Juan Sandoval Nunez of Osceola for driving while suspended. The arrest occurred at 7:50 p.m. as Sandoval Nunez was traveling on Highway 34 in Adams County. He was later bonded out for $566.25. A Western Iowa mother has complained to school officials that one of her son's fourth-grade teachers told other students they could spit on him. Alexandria Kindop told television station KETV that another teacher at Shenandoah Elementary School told her about the incident, which her son Jackson later confirmed. Jackson told the station that he was doing a raspberry at a classmate on Monday. He says his teacher asked how he'd like it if someone did that to him. Jackson says she gathered his classmates around him and told them they could spit away. Jackson says some of them spit on his head and shoulders. District Superintendent Jeff Heiser and School Principal Tiffany Spiegel say they can't comment on the specific incident, but Heiser later acknowledged that the teacher had been suspended. An administrator at a Pennsylvania college has been chosen as the new president at Coe College in Cedar Rapids. The college's Board of Trustees on Friday voted to appoint David McNally as the 15th president of the private school, which has about 1,300 full-time students. Coe says in a news release that McNally is now executive vice president and treasurer at Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania. He has worked at Allegheny since 1986. McNally will be again work at Coe on July 1st of 2013. He will replace James Pfeiffer, who will retire next year after 18 years as the college's president. The former city clerk of Scarville has pled guilty to theft and tampering with city records. The Mason City Globe-Gazette reports that 34-year-old Jolene June Carter will be sentenced on December 11th in Winnebago County District Court in Forest City. She had reached plea agreements with prosecutors. The charges followed a special investigation by State Auditor David Vaught, which found that Carter and Scarville Mayor Michelle Hermanson had taken city money. The 42-year-old Hermanson, who is charged with theft, felonious misconduct in office, and falsifying public documents, has a plea change hearing set for November 13th. The audit said Hermanson misused thousands of dollars of grant money meant to renovate the city's basketball and tennis courts to pay her personal bills. Carter issued 20 paychecks to herself, totaling nearly $8,000. Four Iowa teenagers who ran away together face juvenile charges in Illinois, where they were found in a vacant house. The teens were found safe in Eureka, Illinois on Tuesday when the owner of the house checked in on the property. The two 15-year-old Chelsburg girls, Sky Floyd and Jaslyn Visick, along with 16-year-old Corey Sunderman and 13-year-old Austin Boggs, both of Atlantic, had not been seen since Saturday. The Cedar Rapids Gazette says the teens were in court in Illinois on Wednesday on charges of trespassing and criminal damage to property. The boys also face a charge of possession of a stolen vehicle. Benton County, Iowa Sheriff Randy Forsyth says one of the girls and one of the boys apparently met through the Xbox video game system that allows users to interact with each other. A 45-year-old auctioneer from Atlantic arrested last weekend on a Class D felony charge of willful injury causing bodily injury and a serious misdemeanor charge of domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury, mental illness, was released from the Cass County Jail on Thursday on $6,000 bond. According to online court records, Rex Dean McDermott is scheduled to appear in court for his preliminary hearing on October 23rd. McDermott was arrested October 15th following an incident which allegedly occurred at R&B Feeds in Atlantic. The Cass County Extension Office would like to invite community members to join them for a centennial celebration open house on Friday, October 26th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will be a tailgate-themed event in honor of the 100th anniversary of homecoming at Iowa State during their game on Saturday, the 27th. Tailgate snacks and beverages will be served, and door prizes will be given out during the event. There will also be a Cyclone Harvest display where attendees can have their picture taken, as well as opportunities to participate in Extension and Cyclone trivia and learn more about resources and upcoming classes available through Cass County Extension. Cyclone fans, Extension fans, and ISU alumni will be able to autograph a wall in Sy's locker room and enter their name into a drawing for some great Extension resources and ISU gear. The wall will be up all week before the event, beginning Monday morning, October 22nd, for anyone to stop in and sign if they won't be able to make the event on Friday. For more information on the open house or other upcoming Extension programs, you can call the Extension office at 243-1132 or visit extension.iastate.edu/cass. They'll also have information up on their Cass County ISU Extension Facebook page. An Elkhorn man serving as a trooper with the South Dakota Highway Patrol remains in critical condition following successful surgery Thursday to relieve pressure on his brain. The surgery came as a result of an incident that occurred Wednesday morning when 34-year-old Andrew Steen was struck by a vehicle driven by a female pursuit suspect. Colonel Craig Price, superintendent of the South Dakota Highway Patrol, told the Argus Leader staff newspaper that Steen, an 8-year veteran of the Highway Patrol, was hit by a vehicle in the line of duty following an attempted traffic stop that escalated into a pursuit. Price said also that Steen's family and the patrol have been gratified by the outpouring of public support and that they continue to ask for good thoughts and prayers for the trooper as he continues to recover. A benefit fund titled the Trooper Andrew Steen Benefit Fund has been set up at the Wells Fargo Bank. Donations may be made at any Wells Fargo institution in the U.S. A caring bridge and Facebook page have been set up for those wishing to offer their support and or prayers for the family as well of Andrew Steen. Police in Clarinda are investigating three recent incidents of theft and or attempted break-ins. Officials say on Thursday, a Clarinda resident reported that her apartment on North 16th Street had been burglarized. Cash and electronic items valued at $1,050 were stolen. The incident, which occurred sometime between October 16th and 17th at the Timber Creek Apartments, remains under investigation. On Tuesday, Clarinda police received a report of several padlocks on some storage units at 411 East Page Street having been damaged by someone using bolt cutters. At the time of the report, it had not been determined if anything was missing from the storage units owned by Dick Klein of Clarinda. Damage to the units and padlocks, however, was estimated at $50. That incident, which occurred sometime between October 15th and 16th, remains under investigation. And on Sunday, October 14th, employees with the Randolph Excavation and Electrical reported to police in Clarinda that someone stole copper from the business at 716 East Garfield Street. The loss was estimated at $900, believed to have occurred between October 12th and 14th, and also remains under investigation. Now taking a look at world headlines here this hour, an apartment complex neighbor has been arrested in the death of a missing Oregon woman whose body was found after she vanished on her way to work on Tuesday. Jonathan Holt is in custody for investigation of aggravated murder, and police say crime lab evidence links him to a vehicle belonging to the victim, 21-year-old Whitney Heichel. Foreign policy is the topic of Monday's final debate, and the furor over the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, is sure to be one on the agenda for President Barack Obama and challenger Mitt Romney. They both closeted themselves for the weekend to prepare for the debate, leaving the campaigning to their running mates today. French rescue services and police are evacuating hundreds of pilgrims from hotels threatened by floodwaters from a rain-swollen river in the Roman Catholic shrine town of Lourdes. Lourdes Grotto is said to be the site where the Virgin Mary appeared to a 14-year-old girl named Bernadette in 1858. A spokesman for the Lourdes Sanctuary said the grotto itself is underwater after the Gave River overran its banks. Israeli naval vessels have diverted a pro-Palestinian boat attempting to reach Gaza today in defiance of Israel's blockade of the territory. Israel's military says some 30 passengers on the board did not offer resistance. A study published online in Pediatrics suggests boys may be showing signs of puberty up to 2 years earlier than they used to. Theories so far unproven range from higher levels of obesity and inactivity to chemicals in food and water, all of which might interfere with normal hormone production. Doctors say earlier puberty is not necessarily cause for concern, and some experts question whether the trend is even real. That's a look at the latest news here this noon hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.